Chapter 6. Sidi Hamet arrives. After a few hours, the masters stopped the camels and took some bowls from a goatskin bag. Then they used them to collect some camels' urine. To our surprise, they drank from the bowls and then passed one to me. I tried it, and it tasted bitter. I gave the bowl to Clark and Mr. Savage. "Drink it," I said. "It isn't as bad as you imagine, and it will save your lives." The following morning, we saw something lying on the ground. I thought it was a dead animal. The men ran towards it, and my master kicked it with his foot. When I got closer, I realized it wasn't an animal at all. It was a man. I turned the body over and looked at his face. I couldn't believe my eyes. It was Horace. He was unconscious, but still breathing, and I saw the deep marks of a stick across his back. I threw my arms around him and begged the men to help him.
"I can't take him. He's of no use to me," said my master. "Even his own master left him here to die."
This time I couldn't abandon Horace. I promised my master I would take care of the boy and help him recover, and reluctantly he agreed to take him. The men threw Horace over a camel, and we continued our journey. My desire to save Horace gave me new energy. That day we made a camp in a small valley, and the men of the tribe went hunting. Horace started to recover a little and opened his eyes. He was happy to see me, but his mouth was very dry and he could hardly talk. In the early afternoon, two strangers arrived. They had guns and they were carrying containers made from goatskins. These were full of fresh water. Before my master returned, I went to the tent of the strangers with a wooden bowl and begged them for some water. The younger stranger had a scar across his face and a cruel look in his eyes. He refused. But the older man filled my bowl. He had kind eyes and looked at me with compassion. His name was Sidi Hamet, and he could speak a few words of English. He asked me my name and some other basic questions. I drank all the water in the bowl, and he gave me a little more. I took this to Horace, Clark, and Mr. Savage. It was our first clean water since we left the boat, and it helped Horace recover.
"This is good water," Horace said weakly. He suddenly started to cry. "I've suffered terribly since I last saw you," he said. "I'm very happy to see you again, Mr. Riley. I know you'll keep your promise, and you'll get us home."
This broke my heart. How could I keep my promise? I was helpless. Our masters returned to the camp with some relatives, and they were happy to see their two guests. That night, we weren't allowed to stay in the tent, as there wasn't enough room for everybody. So we spent another cold night under the stars in the freezing desert. But in the morning, a woman brought us our first meal in 3 days, some warm milk. The women never usually spoke to us, they only shouted orders. So I was surprised when this woman spoke to me directly.
"Sidi Hamet wants to buy you," she said. "You're going to leave with him this morning."
This was bad news for us all. I didn't want to leave poor Horace, or my friends Clark and Mr. Savage. But how could I prevent it?